We're in Simin Shin Ches. We're up to Sif Chav Zayin. We'll be doing Chav Zayin through Lamed. Atzama Shiru'uyim Liklovim. Bones that a dog would eat. Uklipin Shiru'uyim Lamachal Beheman. Shells that other animals would eat. Uperurim and crumbs She'im Behem Kazayas that are less than a Kazayas, while a person wouldn't eat it, a bird would. Mutar La'avir Me'al Shulchan. They're not Mukza. You're allowed to take them off the table. Even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that this is called Nolan on Shabbos, because when Shabbos came in, this was people food, and now it becomes animal food. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, that Nolan is Mutter. This form of Nolan is Mutter on Shabbos. Aval, im eina klipin ru'uyim l'machal behema, whereas if the klipin are not roy to machal for machal behema, also l'tautlam, you're not allowed to carry them, you're not allowed to move them. Elaminaris atavla v'hem noflim. You pick up the tabletop and let them fall out. V'myesh pas al ha-shulchan mutu lagbi atavla atavla ima klipim. She'ena machal behema. She'en b'telem agav ha-pas. If you still have some pas on the table, it's roy la'achila. So the halachi is that if you have the pas on the table is not considered a basis to the crumbs, then you're allowed to lift up the crumbs also. You're allowed to lift up the entire table regularly. If you want to move the table for its own sake, so it's only tiltul menat sad on the crumbs, and that's going to be mutter. So if you're doing it letzarach davar also, that would be also. But if you're doing it just for the sake of moving the table because you need its place, that would be mutter. Now, Mishabura says that if you have crumbs on the table that are mukta, you're allowed to go and push them off with a knife, that he calls that tiltul menat sad. Also, if the bones have some meat on them that a dog would eat, then the roy l'achila. If there's a pile of crumbs on the table, that's really disgusting, other people's leftover crumbs, so that we'll see later has a din of a graf shorei, for kavod abrias, Chazal allow you to take it out. Sif chav ches, chavilei eitzim v'kash she'skinon l'machol behema afilem gedol l'marbe mut l'tatlan. An enormous pile of straw or hay that's meant for the animals to eat is not mukta. Further, sif chav tes, a yikol shu roy l'machol chayev of hametsuyim l'tatlan also. Anything that is roy for a common animal, you're allowed to be metaltal. If it's only roy for an animal that's uncommon, if you happen to own one of those rare animals, then anything that it would eat is not considered mukta. Vimlav aser, and if not, it's aser. Says the Rama, haga olfize mut l'taltul atzamish nesparku min abosam erev Shabbos, bones that came out in erev Shabbos you're allowed to carry. Why is that? Im ru'uyim liklovim. Now, this is only something that either you have or is common. Whereas the Mishtabura points out, what happens if this is an animal that only wealthy people have? Unless you're one of those wealthy people, it would not save it from being mukta. So if you're in a place where no one owns animals at all, that's a problem. If you're in a place where people do have animals privately, where it's normal for people to have different pets, anything that is roy for those pets would never be considered mukta. Sif lamed. Garine tmorin. The pits of dates. B'makam shemachilan osa l'behema. Places that they serve them to animals. Mutar l'taltlam. You're allowed to carry them. V'adam choshev tzorech l'achmar l'atzma shlo l'taltlo l'derech shinui. An adam choshev should not be metaltal them only derech shinui. Why is that? First of all, because there are places that people do not feed these to animals. And second, even where they do, it's only roy l'achila yedeyat chak. So although technically speaking, we couldn't call this carrying, this would not be considered aser for the normal person, but an adam choshev should not be metaltal it, since animals that do eat it only eat it al yedei adchak. It's not a normal thing for them to eat.